This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. If both boards approve, an announcement could come as early as today. The telecommunications giant Verizon is about to buy back a large piece of itself from Europe's Vodafone. Investment bankers who are brokering the deal will be especially pleased with their cut of the gargantuan price tag, $130 billion. That's more than the gross domestic product of Hungary, by the way. Vodafone stock is up 4.6% in London. Gianni Dunarain is a London-based telecommunications analyst with the consulting company Gartner. Ms. Dunarain, good morning.
Good morning, David.
This is a colossally sized deal if it indeed goes through. Why do you think Verizon Wireless would want to spend the money for this?
Well, Verizon has been doing really well, especially in the past 24 months, in particular after the launch of LTE, being first to market and having been able to reach so many subscribers, increase their adoption of LTE. So they are in the best possible position now to be able to spend that money. And from a strategic perspective, they do see themselves now independent and being able to really drive their own strategy.
Of the $130 billion that Vodafone is expecting to get, $60 billion of it is in cash, and just that part is twice the state budget of New Jersey. Have you ever seen numbers like this in your life?
I haven't. Having said that, one thing we need to take into account is, first, they will only get about $100 billion, not $130 billion, because of taxes. Are they going to invest all that $100 billion? No, they are not, because they need to do other things. They need to give some of those shareholders a bit of dividends. Then they will also probably use it to pay off a bit of their debt. And then they also need to invest in access technologies. And then whatever is left, you can start going on your buying spree.
So it's amazing just how $130 billion could get frittered away. Gianni Dunarain is a telecoms analyst at Gartner in London. Ms. Dunarain, thank you very much.
You're most welcome, David.